the FBI on trial. Espionage failures, missed mass shootings, presidential attacks. The Bureau has a crisis of credibility, and America is paying the price. By Eric Liblaw. In normal times, the televisions are humming at the FBI's 56 field offices nationwide, piping in the latest news as agents work their investigations. But these days, some agents say the TVs are often off to avoid the crush of bad stories about the FBI itself. The Bureau, which is used to making headlines for nabbing crooks, has been grabbing the spotlight for unwanted reasons. Fired leaders, texts between lovers, and most of all, attacks by President Trump. I don't care what channel it's on, says Tom O'Connor, a veteran investigator in Washington who leads the FBI Agents Association. All you hear is negative stuff about the FBI. It gets depressing. Many view Trump's attacks as self-serving. He has called the renowned agency an embarrassment to our country, and its investigations of his business and political dealings a witch hunt. But as much as the Bureau's roughly 14,000 special agents might like to tune out the news, internal and external reports have found lapses throughout the agency, and longtime observers, looking past the partisan haze, see a troubling picture. Something really is wrong at the FBI. The Justice Department's Inspector General Michael Horowitz will soon release a much-anticipated assessment of Democratic and Republican charges that officials at the FBI interfered in the 2016 presidential campaign. That year-long probe, sources familiar with it tell Time, is expected to come down particularly hard on former FBI Director James Comey, who is currently on a high-profile book tour. It will likely find that Comey breached Justice Department protocols in a July 5, 2016 press conference when he criticized Hillary Clinton for using a private email server as Secretary of State, even as he cleared her of any crimes, the sources say. The report is expected to also hit Comey for the way he reopened the Clinton email probe less than 2 weeks before the election, the sources say. The report closely follows an earlier one in April by Horowitz, which showed that the ousted deputy director of the FBI, Andrew McCabe, had lied to the Bureau's Internal Investigations branch to cover up a leak he orchestrated about Clinton's family foundation less than 2 weeks before the election. The case had since been transferred to the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. for potential prosecution. Another IG report in March found that FBI retaliation against internal whistleblowers was continuing despite years of Bureau pledges to fix the problem. Last fall, Horowitz found that the FBI wasn't adequately investigating high-risk employees who failed polygraph tests.